PJM PC / Teak Briefs, February 3, 2026, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. Planning Committee. PJM presents quick fix proposal on battery dispatch modeling. PJM's Julia Spatafor presented a quick fix proposal to model battery storage dispatch in regional transmission expansion plan-based cases. The quick fix process allows an issued charge and problem statement to be brought alongside a solution. Battery units are modeled as offline under Manual 14B, PJM Region Transmission Planning Process, which would be revised to allow them to be dispatched in the block dispatch methodology. The resources are already modeled as online in Generation Deliverability Studies, a misalignment Spatafor said would be closed by the proposal. The change would also increase the generation available when planning transmission and support state policies promoting storage. Transmission Expansion Advisory Committee. Transmission Projects for Large Loads. Dayton Power and Light presented a $246 million transmission project to supply an 800-megawatt service request of load near the Darby substation in Marysville, Ohio. A 765/345 of a kilovolt substation, named Patna, would be cut into the existing 765-kilovolt Marysville-Flat Lick line. Two new 5-mile 345-kilovolt lines would connect Patna to a new 345-kilovolt substation, named Weaver, serving the customer. The project has an in-service date of May 1, 2031, and is in the conceptual phase. Exelon presented a $263.5 million project in the BGE zone to serve an 880 megawatts customer near the Calvert-Cliss nuclear plant in Maryland. A 500 kilovolt substation, named Camp Kanoi, would be constructed with a 175 kilovolt capacitor bank. It would be cut into the 500 kilovolt Calvert-Cliss Wachapel and Calvert-Cliss Chalk Point lines. The customer is seeking to come online in 2028 with 190 megawatts before reaching full capacity in 2030. The project is in the engineering phase, with a projected in-service date of March 1, 2028. Exelon also presented a $245 million project in the ComEd zone to serve a customer seeking to bring 504 megawatts to the DeKalb, Illinois, area. Two 345-kilovolt substations, Charter Grove and Gerler, would be constructed to link the customer to the 345-kilovolt Bryan-Wayne line. Charter Grove would cut into Bryan-Wayne, and a 16-mile 345-kilovolt line would connect it to Gerler. A 1.5-mile 345-kilovolt line would connect Gerler to the Kesslinger substation, and two 345-kilovolt lines would link it to the customer. The load is expected to come online in 2029 at 12 megawatts and ramp to 504 megawatts in 2033. A $269 million project in ComEd would serve a 1.8 gigawatts customer near Joliet, Illinois, by constructing a new 345-kilovolt substation, named Rowell, featuring two 150-mer, 345-kilovolt capacitor banks. It would cut into the 345-kilovolt Elwood-Goodings Grove line and link to four customer-owned substations. The customer is expected to come online in June 2029 with 225 megawatts and ramp to its full consumption in 2033. The project is in the conceptual phase, with an estimated in-service date of July 1, 2028. A $145 million ComEd project is planned for a 1,296 megawatts customer near Coal City, Illinois, involving the construction of a 345-kilovolt substation, named after the village, with two 150-mer, 345-kilovolt capacitor banks. It would cut into the 345-kilovolt Dresden-Pontiac Midpoint and LaSalle-Braidwood lines. The customer is seeking to bring 216 megawatts online in June 2029 and grow to its full load in 2034. The project is in the conceptual phase with an estimated in-service date of July 1, 2028. A $99 million project in ComEd would serve a 1 gigawatts customer near Joliet by constructing a new 345-kilovolt substation, named Hiawatha, with one 150-mer, 345-kilovolt capacitor bank. It would cut into the 345-kilovolt Kendall County EC Collins line and feed two customer-owned substations with two 0.7-mile radial lines. The customer is seeking to come online with 30 megawatts in June 2028 and reach its full load in 2032. The project is in the conceptual phase with an estimated in-service date of June 1, 2028. BPL presented a $220 million project to serve a customer seeking to service 1 gigawatts of load in Archibald, Pennsylvania. A new 500/230 of a kilovolt Archibald Mountain switchyard would be constructed, cutting into the 230 kV Callander Gap Papak and the 500 kV Lackawanna Hapatcong lines. Archbald Mountain would be connected to Callander Gap with a new 4.6-mile double-circuit 230 kV line and to the customer substation with a 4-mile single-circuit 230 kV line. The customer is expected to come online with an initial load of 166 megawatts in 2027 and reach 900 megawatts by 2030, before reaching 1 gigawatts the following year. The project is in the development phase, with a projected in-service date of May 30, 2028. Dominion Energy presented three projects to serve data centers in Caroline and Spotsylvania counties in Petersburg, Virginia. They total $106 million and would serve at least 912 megawatts.